Today is September the 14th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Iant. I am your host for the program, where we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew this school year, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. But before we read his powerful words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are our advocate and the breath of life, compassionate and our defender. You elevate the humble, and you are the fountain of living waters. You're the great high priest. You are the holy servant, and you are immortal. You are just in time. And Lord, you are so kind to us, the Lamb of God and the Merciful One. You are never changing, and you are the owner of all things. You are priceless each and every day. You are quick to hear us and the renewer of our souls. Father, you're the sustainer of our lives and the trustworthy one. You are upright and the victorious one. And Lord, thank you for being so watchful over us. You're the expert in education, and you are Yeshua. Father, we yield to you and thank you, for you are the God of Zion. Oh Lord, help us today to represent you well. Help us to be Jesus with skin on. Help us to love our students and our colleagues, and to be different, and to have that light of yours shine through the darkness at all times. Lord, forgive us when we fail, and build us up, help us to get up again, so that we may be your servants, your ambassadors in the public schools. We thank you, Lord, we adore you, and ask you for all of this in the priceless and beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends. Power has been restored in our home, and we are ready to go. Today, we are continuing in the Sermon on the Mount, and we are up to Matthew 6, verses 22 to 23, just in case you got off track. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, as he continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "The Word of God," Matthew 6, verses 22 to 23, "the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" The Word of God, Matthew 6, verses 22 to 23. And that is our powerful Jesus. Who has ever taught like him? The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read the lyrics to a song about Jesus. Today I have chosen Chainbreaker. And so let's listen to a small portion and then I will read the words for you.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom,
if you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. and there's a better life. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. It is so awesome to be back with you, my friends, in the Word of God and songs about Jesus. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And we need to continually pray for the rescue efforts of those in Houston and in the path of Irma, especially the islands. It's just horrible how hard that hit. But in the meantime, we are going to continue with some sense of normalcy, if that's possible. But we are going to be praying today at precisely 1:16 p.m. And all of you know that we have chosen that time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. So if you haven't set that alarm, it's time. Do it right now. Put your alarm on for 1:16 p.m. It is a very short, reverent, yet devoted prayer to say thank you to the Lord, to be mindful of him right in the middle of the school day. Yes, it's inconvenient, but it's so simple to do. Just pause for a moment and give him thanks. And if you want to join us in our prompts, we do put one out every day. Today, we are going to be praying for the child who needs courage to take risks. So be mindful of that little quiet one usually and help them. Just be the encourager. That's who we are. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days this school year is to read Don Clark's devotionals from his Teacher Take Courage series. Today, he is entitled it Courage and Humility. The scripture he chose is from Luke 14, verse 11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus truly is the greatest teacher and teaching role model we could ever have. One of the greatest lessons we can ever learn from him is humility. To be lights for Christ in his classrooms, it is imperative that we are humble. We must be humble first before God, and then he will give us the courage and the grace to humble ourselves before our students, parents, and fellow staff members we serve. Humility means not insisting on having our own way with students, staff, and parents. It means putting the needs of others before our needs. It means taking the lower position and waiting to be invited to the higher position. Humility means not believing we are superior to others because of any skills, gifts, or positions we hold. It means being a servant to all. Sarah Bloomington is a humility heroine. She's a Spanish teacher and the chairperson of the foreign language department at a large, low-income urban public high school. Though born in a low-income family, God opened doors for Sarah to earn a doctoral degree from a noted Eastern university. God has gifted her in many ways. Sarah speaks 4 foreign languages fluently. She has a vast knowledge of the Bible and a deep personal relationship with Christ. She has a prophetic gifting from the Lord, and while in prayer for others, she offers them great insights, encouragement, and correction from the Lord. She is gifted in the arts as well, in the area of song, creative writing, and dance. One gift she lacked as she came out of college, however, was humility. There are no college classes titled Humility 101 that you must pass in order to graduate, although Pride 101, 202, 303, and 404 are offered at every college university. Many colleges offer graduate degrees in the area of pride. God reserves the humility courses to be taught all by himself in the classroom of life, and he has lots of earthly teaching assistants he used to help teach these classes. God humbled Sarah the first 3 or 4 years after college in ways rarely seen because his love for her and his gifting was so great. He disciplines those he loves. Her dream and vision had always been to be a college professor. She applied for openings at various universities and even landed several part-time jobs with several local universities and colleges. She would pray with her close Christian colleagues before she flew off to interview at colleges around the United States. Still, no full-time positions would open up. The Lord cracked, but would not fully open the professional door upon which she was knocking. The one door the Lord left wide open was substitute teaching in the public schools in the district she had attended in her youth. This was about the last choice on her preferred list of teaching positions. She took the lowest possible status job in the teaching profession. She substitute taught everything from the most severely emotionally disturbed elementary students to the most gifted high school students. All this time, her heart was breaking. She kept asking God, "Why are you doing this to me? Why am I locked out of the profession I love and which you have called me to?" One day, while substitute teaching in a kindergarten class at a very low-income school, she bent down to tie a small child's shoe. As she tied the child's shoe, God gave her the revelation that she was actually tying his shoe. He reminded her, "What you have done to the least of these, you have done to me." She realized what a gift it was to even substitute teach in kindergarten. She realized she was to thank God for every day she was given the opportunity to teach, no matter the school, position, or circumstances. Her hidden pride in 3 college degrees, like beautiful garments which bring no warmth or security, fell off of her that day. In that revelation, God bestowed upon her an invisible graduate gown of humility, and she received her spiritual bachelor's degree with a double major in praise and humility. No person saw her. She didn't have to walk across a stage, and she got no written certificate, but there were angels standing and applauding. God the Father was making more notes in the book of life. After receiving that degree from Jesus, doors began to open for Sarah. She soon signed a contract to teach foreign language at a large urban high school. The very next day, she was offered a full-time position at a local community college, her dream job. Being a person of integrity, she did not immediately resign her position, but honored the contract and stayed at the high school where she served as department chairman for many years, dispensing the light of Christ there in life-changing ways for both student and faculty that few can imagine or will ever see or know. The prayer. Lord, teach us humility and help us to thank you each day we serve you by serving the youth. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Woody Allen. 80% of success is showing up. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the incredible words of Jesus the Christ from today. And it was from Matthew 6, verses 22 to 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? O Holy God, thank you, Lord, for the words of Jesus. Help us to be light. Help us to stand like a lamp on a hill. Help us to be pleasing to you and have favor with you, that we may bestow blessings on those that we touch today. O Lord, we love you, adore you. We thank you, and we ask you for this in the beautiful and amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.